I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Headlines from the Middle East echo the pressure inside Sat7's Arabic media ministry. Rami Al-Halassa says one challenge is offering hope in crisis.
We want to function with a crisis response approach where anybody who's watching Sat7, anybody who follows Sat7 will find something that will help them go through the crisis, go through the struggle, the challenge, with at least some hope.
At the same time, the team works to avoid political entanglements while still speaking truth. By giving people a platform to share their stories, Sat7 addresses tough issues through a biblical lens. They also confront misinformation, like the claim that no Christians remain in places like Palestine or Lebanon. Pray for the safety and peace of mind of the team as they continue this vital work. Then nearly 500,000 Syrian refugees have returned home after the overthrow of dictator Bashar al-Assad in December. However, Assad's fall didn't cause the huge return movement that many in Lebanon had hoped for. Hard for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
we continue to host more than 2.1 million Syrian refugees. Today, the United Nations considers Lebanon the largest per capita host of refugees worldwide. Around 40 to 45% of our population is a refugee from a nearby nation.
Lebanon's large refugee population exacerbates issues within the country's infrastructure and economy. And yet hope remains. Most refugees come to Lebanon from a country where Christianity is little more than a label. So pray that refugees can meet the Jesus of the Bible. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.